You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Event CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Linder, founder and CEO of Linder Global Events. And today, we are so pleased to have Ian Altman here for our second installment. Ian, welcome.
Rebecca, thanks for having me here.
It's a pleasure. Just so everybody knows, Ian is an author of the highly recommended consultative B2B selling book, Same Side Selling, and host of his own weekly podcast, Grow My Revenue Business Cast. If you've missed the last episode interview with Ian, highly recommend you go back and download it. Really, really valuable stuff. So insightful on a perspective that we don't always see from the event side. But today we're doing a short question round.
Cool.
Consisting of three questions I ask all our guests. All right,
here
we go. Okay, so what is the most innovative thing you've seen done either at your event or at an event you've attended?
Well, innovative is a relative thing because our natural inclination would be to point to technology. But the most innovative things tend to be how I see events further connected people. So, for example, and this was an event I attended because I was speaking at the same time they were holding this, but Jason Gaynard runs Mastermind Talks. One of the things he did, and I think he stole this from Zappos, is they asked every attendee, so what is kind of the snack or little specialty thing that as a child you had growing up that like was that little special treat that you got? And then so like, you know, people were saying it was Little Debbie's or this or whatever.
Tasty cake.
Right, tasty cake, whatever. I mean, and stuff. And so they asked this in advance when people registered for the event. And then what they did was at the break, when there was a snack, each person got delivered something that had that in it. So there were 100 people and there were 100 different things delivered. So now every attendee is like, wow, this is all about me. So they didn't just go to the property and say, okay, I want, you know, 1,500 cookies. They said, okay, this person likes this, this person likes this, and like made it so a special thing. So everyone had stuff. And my understanding is there was like, you know, they had a container with dry ice so that some people had frozen stuff. And it's like, here's the frozen. It's like, they just hit it across the board. He's also done stuff at his event where they've said, oh, what sort of thing have you not done you wish you would do? And a bunch of people said, oh, I'd love to go in a hot air balloon one day. And so they had this event and all of a sudden they had 8 hot air balloons and said, okay, these are the people who said they want to do that. Now for the next hour, you're going to dig a hot air balloon ride.
That's incredible.
Right? Yeah. But it's like, but once again, what it comes down to is they asked people and then they delivered on it. Usually we just make the mistake of not asking.
Yeah, that personalization or that customization, yeah. I mean, that's where engagement lies,
yeah.
Too. I mean,
it takes effort, but guess what? You think those people aren't going to sign up to come back next year?
Yeah. Yeah, or tell all their friends about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, number two. What do you see to be the biggest business advantage to doing or attending events?
It's building those communities. When you attend an event, you get to connect with other like-minded people who are, in essence, they're looking for the same thing that you are. When you're the person organizing the event, you now are bringing all those like-minded people together. Now, if you don't tap into that, then you wasted the opportunity. If you basically say everyone's here and they coexist, but they're not interacting, then you don't build any stickiness. If you get them to engage with each other and then with you, if you get them to share stories with each other and then with you, then it creates an experience they want to come back for. If they just kind of were in the audience and saw it from afar, they're probably less inclined to come back. But when they're connected to other people, that's when it creates that peer pressure that says, you're going to be there next year, right? And everyone tends to come back together.
Awesome. Good stuff. Number three, what is the best use of technology that you've utilized at an event or seen done at another event?
This is kind of the speaker perspective. So I apologize in advance. So the best is when I see people that have these full integrated displays. So I did a keynote for a large healthcare company. And so the screen behind the stage was, I don't know, probably 100 feet by, you know, 20 feet or something like that. And the entire display was all just like one display that's all picture-in-picture type of stuff.
Right.
So they could have the display was dynamic and moving, and then they had image magnification on me with the camera, and then they had my slides where on certain slides they could make it so that slide was the entire screen, and other times where it just took up a portion, and it's just the way they executed it was really flawless. Oftentimes we see technology like that, it ends up where it's good in concept. It doesn't get executed well. These guys were amazing. And in fact, the funny thing for me was that I'm one of these guys who always says, no, I'll use my remote. And my remote has this button that I've never pressed before. Evidently, when you press it, it makes it so instead of the forward and back being controlled as forward and back, it actually is like rigging some timer on the device. I didn't realize. So I go to click, it doesn't go. I go to click, it doesn't go. I go to click and it advances. I'm like, okay, it must have just been me. And then for the next four slides, I'm just clicking and it's advancing. And actually, their engineer saw that it wasn't working. And literally just like with another camera, it was just zoomed into my hand. And when I hit, they were advancing the slide until I figured out, oh, that isn't right. So it has nothing to do with the audience interaction, but it's the only time I've like ever totally screwed up with the technology myself. And just the fact that they bailed me out. So I sent a nice gift to the engineer, which, you know, usually we send them like a bag of coal. But this was like, wow, you guys rock because you saved us in this. But that kind of technology, I think, is great. In terms of the audience interaction side, it's the audience response systems where you can gauge real audience feedback. So especially for a larger audience to say, so how many of you react this way? And then you get an instant response and you can graph that on the screen. That's cool because now the people are part of the presentation. And so that's stuff that I love also.
All right. Well, Ian, once again, thank you so much. Definitely having you back if you'll come back. I have so many other questions about other subjects as well.
Cool. Look forward to it.
As I said before, thank you so much for joining us as an audience that we know is very busy and has things on their plate. But we know there's great value here, and we'll look forward to having Ian back. And once again, if you have any questions for myself or Ian, please get to us at eventceo@linderglobal.com, and we'll look forward to responding. Make your days great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You can follow Event CEO on Twitter and Instagram at @event_CEO and on Facebook at Event CEO Podcast. Show notes for this episode can be found at www.linderglobal.com/podcast.